I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's been all over the news. A very common decongestant that many of us have used is now being discontinued because it doesn't actually work. What's that all about? Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jen, I keep hearing about them pulling this stuff from the shelves, and I'm like, how did we use it for so many years and nobody was like, hey, guess what? This doesn't work.
We just got word that U.S. pharmacy chain CVS Health is pulling one of the most common decongestants that contains an ingredient called phenylephrine, the primary or the only ingredient, because it really only works topically. It doesn't work if you ingest it.
So wait, so what are some of the examples of it? It's like Sudafed, right? Isn't it certain kinds?
Sudafed is the big one. It's being pulled off the shelf. It's not for the ones that you spray in your nose. So that's important for people to realize. Ones that we're putting in our nose that we spray in work as a vasoconstrictor. It's the one that we're taking as a tablet or a capsule that doesn't work, and it can cause all sorts of side effects.
Doctor, what do we do here then, right? Because, I mean, I've run into a lot of people over the last week and a half. Nobody's breathing right. Nobody is breathing right now. What are we going to do?
We should look for those topical products. Like, if you need something over-the-counter, look for something that you can spray into your nose. A lot of people like saline drops that just loosens up the mucus, and then you can just blow it out. Also, totally harmless if you use it correctly, is a neti pot.
Oh, gosh,
you can
no.
Just...
Nope.
No.
I know.
No.
I know.
No.
People hate the neti pot. It also hurts if you don't do it right, but it definitely can stop all of the mucus.
I have thought forever, whenever I bought the Sudafed, like, I was like, this does not work, but I continue to buy it all the time and always have it in my house because I figure it's supposed to work. I am floored.
Yeah, and when it comes to the neti pot, I am grossed out.
There's a science involved with the neti pot, and it's all about the angle in which you're leaning over the sink as you're blowing water through your nasal passages, but it can go way up and really cause a lot of pain. But you don't have to use that. You can absolutely use some of these nasal decongestant topical. You can shoot saline up your nose. You can try blowing your nose. You can sleep. You know, people that are congested overnight, if you sleep flat on your back, it's going to be much worse. But if you prop your pillows up, you can get some of the mucus to drain. I know this is less than a glamorous topic, but it's important because congestion gets in the way of our sleep. It's awful. And then you become a mouth breather and you're completely, you know, snoring and waking yourself up. And it's a disaster.
Is there any actual medicines that you can take that work? Or no, there's really not anymore.
What a lot of allergists and immunologists are going to recommend is the mechanical release of mucus out your nose. But unfortunately, it doesn't work for everybody. You know, there's nothing I can recommend orally. I'm going to go to the topicals if we're going to use that to try to relieve the congestion in your nasal passages.
One last thing. Do you believe
great.
That Vicks works or no?
The Vicks vapor rub?
Yeah.
A topical.
I can't say it doesn't work for some people. The scientific studies are a little bit questionable, but anecdotally, it relieves a lot of congestion for people and it stops people from coughing. It may be just breathing in the menthol, which might clear your nasal passages. It may actually work, and the scientific studies behind it just haven't caught up, or they haven't done enough because it's a topical product with menthol. But it works for a lot of people. And Anna, you know, there are many grandmas and moms across the country that have recommended the Vicks vapor rub on the soles of your feet. And I can't say it's backed by science, but there are tons of people that will say it works for them also.
Okay. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.